read Durood Sharif Salawat ala Nabi, and during the course of the Bayan, whenever Nabi alayhi salatu salam's name comes, or his time title, Nabi Rasul, then read Durood Sharif also. And read Durood Sharif with our tongues moving and our lips moving. Not only we are tight-lipped and we are reading in our heart, but read at least that our lips move, our tongue move, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون وقال الله تبارك وتعالى وعلى صلواتهم يحافظون وقال تعالى إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر وقال تعالى فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our actual subject, a reminder for us all, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that a person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif, and the shortest Durood Sharif the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the shortest Durood that has come in the Hadith, sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-ummi, to read that 100 times is about 3 minutes. So a person who will just take out 3 minutes and read salawat every day, and on Friday also more, every day, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nifaq, that this person is free from hypocrisy. Today, unfortunately, hypocrisy has become common. A husband is a hypocrite to his wife, wife is hypocrite to the husband, parents to their children, children to their parents, everywhere. So much so that ustads and students also, a sheikh and the murid also, nifaq-e-amali has become aam. Allah save us from nifaq-e-amali and nifaq-e-i'tiqadi. That is, in amal, in action, we are by and large hypocrites. And in aqidah, Allah save us, that our aqidah also becomes hypocritical. That we say we believe in Allah, but we follow other people. We say Allah's commands are the greatest commands, but we follow the commands of other people. Allah protect us. We say we are the lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we dress like his enemies who hated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We dress like those people. We say we love Islam, but we love our lifestyle like that of the kuffar. Our holidays are like that. Our sports we do like that. Everything, we are just like them. So Allah protect us from that. So just by reading 100 times Durood Sharif, Allah will save us from all that. Otherwise, on our own, we have today, unfortunately, the love of the West, the love of the modern world, the love of really aping the animals of the West, the animal kingdom of the West, has become so desirous to us, we just can't seem to give it up. But just by reading 100 times Durood Sharif, Allah Himself will free us from that. So it is a very, very easy way, a very easy prescription. And the second thing, Allah Ta'ala writes on that person's forehead, Allah Himself writes, Bara'atu minan nar. He will be free from the fire of Jahannam. Today, unfortunately, now not only our youngsters, boys and girls, but across the board, a person says, I'm no more a Muslim. I've left the fold of Islam. Do we know what these words mean? These words mean that I'm prepared to go forever in the fire of Jahannam and to burn and suffer not only the fire of Jahannam, all the azab of Jahannam. For example, the Quran Sharif explains, لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ مِنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ذُلَلٌ. The people of Jahannam, there will be a cloud of fire on top of them, a cloud of fire beneath them. A person will be sandwiched in the fire. Yeah, we eat how we enjoy. Allah protect us, the burgers, etc., all the things, a sandwich, a burger, so all the things which are put in between. In Jahannam, we will be put in between. And fire on top of us, fire beneath us. Yea, in this world, the flame of a matchstick we can't tolerate. The flame of a cigarette lighter we can't tolerate. A fly buzzing around our nose, by our ear, we can't tolerate it. A mosquito sting, which lasts only about half an hour, but we know how it is, very uncomfortable, we don't like it at all. The sting of a wasp, how is that? Allah save us all from poisonous snakes. That is much more worse, even in this world. And in Jahannam, in the Qabr, if there is to be a snake as our partner, who bites us all the time. Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes one instance that on the river banks of the Ganges, or one of the rivers of India, there were some qabrs. And when the river overflowed, those qabrs opened up. So a person saw, on one person, there is like an insect sitting at his forehead and stings him. And then it bites him, and the pain is so terrible, you can see the person suffering from that, terribly. Then after a while, it subsides, then it stings him again. We also, if we see somebody suffering like that, we try and do what we can do. Try and help that person. So that person took a stone and threw it at that insect. He missed the insect, but the best, worst thing that happened, that insect flew to him and bit him. And he became, for 3 days, he was in a terrible condition. And then he also died. So the life of the qabr, what will it be like? Jahannam, what will be? For those people who don't believe, Allah says, خُذُوا فَغُلُّوا ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ فَصَلُّوا صَلُّوا. Catch hold of him. Put a collar, a solid collar around his neck that he can't move his head. Or when a person is pain, he moves this way, that way. He tries with his head at least. He won't be able to do anything. Throw him headlong into the fire of Jahannam. So it's not an easy thing. Allah gave us the great, great power of Iman, appreciating, to try and spread it with our friends, with our family people. It's not just the thing, I'm not a Muslim anymore. It's going into with the azab of Allah Ta'ala in the Qabr, azab of Allah Ta'ala in Jahannam, and many other ayahs where Allah explains what the terrible punishment will be. So just by reading 100 times durood a day, Allah will free that person from the fire of Jahannam. There can't be a better offer that can be made for us. So, and then it also comes that by reading 100 times a day durood sharif, Allah Ta'ala will raise that person amongst the shuhada, amongst the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah. And they have a very special place by Allah Ta'ala. To become a shaheed in this world, we can't tolerate a mosquito sting. Where are we going to take bullet shots? Where are we going to take grenades falling around us? Where are we going to take bombs falling around us? We are so slaves of our comfort and our ease. We don't want to, little bit problem comes in some small little thing. There isn't water on the table is a problem. There isn't juice on the table. There isn't a char on the table is a problem for us. Where are we going to do that? But by reading 100 times durood sharif, we are sitting comfortably in the masjid. We're not feeling hot. We're not feeling cold. We are at ease. We haven't got any fear of anyone attacking us. Just to read 100 times durood sharif, three minutes, and Allah will give us the stages of a shaheed. How can we deprive ourselves of this? Also, it comes in a hadith. A person who reads 100 times a day durood sharif, Allah will fulfill 100 needs of that person. 30 in this dunya and 70 in the akhirah. We all have got needs. We need our rosy, we need good health, we need protection, safety for our family, we need afiyat, salamati. What needs haven't we got? Wallah, by barakat of durood sharif, Allah will fulfill all that needs. And in the akhirat, when our whole history will come out, and in front of everyone, the wife will see what our history is like. And the husband will see what's the wife's history. Yeah, we can hide and do things. We can think we are getting away with things, but there it's going to come out, and in public it will come out. Everyone will be present there. Our parents will see. Our children will see what we are doing, what we have been doing. Allah protect us from there. So our needs, all those needs, Allah will fulfill them by the barakat of salawat, by barakat of 3 minutes that we can dedicate to our Durood Sharif. And then Durood Sharif, Durood Sharif, one great bonanza, great gift is that as-salawatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100% it is accepted. Our other ibadat, this bayan, whether it's accepted, me talking, Allah knows what my niyat is, whether it's accepted, and it's all the prerogative of Allah. If He wants to accept it, He accepts it. If He wants to reject it, He rejects it. Our listening is a great ibadat, but we don't know if it's accepted, with what niyat we are listening. Some of us listen with the niyat of criticizing. Some of us, let's hear what He's got to say. Something new, something, let's see what He's got to say. Few of us perhaps have the niyat that we will learn, we will make amal. And the thing is, amal. And more than amal, acceptance by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But Durood Sharif is that ibadat that is 100% accepted. So how can we deprive ourselves of reading 100 times a day Durood? Allah give us all tawfiq. Spread it amongst our friends, spread it in our family to try and dedicate 3 minutes or so just for salawat ala nabi. At the moment as we are sitting, think in our mind, which time am I going to do it? Before fajr, after asr, before I sleep at night. Fix a time and determine that I'm going to do it on that time. And more better than that, when we go home, tell the wife, tell the family, the children, I have fixed this time for my Durood Sharif. And please, you check on me every day. You people also fix, tell me what is your time, and I will check on you. And we try and remind one another. Let us not deprive ourselves of this great ibadah of Durood, Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam comes, his title, read Durood Sharif. There are people who are great sinners, but just whenever they heard the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they read Durood, Allah forgave them all their sins also. Allah give us all tawfiq. The subject that I decide to speak on today, may Allah put goodness in it. May Allah make it a source of benefit, a source of amal for us, and may Allah accept it. And that is our salat, our namaz. This is a thing we perhaps take for granted, that we all make namaz. In fact, once I was giving a talk on this subject in London. After that, one youngster came to me after the talk, he met me, and he told me that I'm from Pakistan or India, and every year I go and visit my country again, and he lives in a Jewish area, or the Jewish suburb. So he said, my neighbor came to me on one time when I returned, and he asked me that you go to India, Pakistan, like for what? If I meet my family, etc. And then that Jewish person, youngster, told him, and this is not only here, there are several other cases which I know personally of people reported the same subject matter. So it means that it is a common talk amongst them. The generally amongst the Jewish people, this is a common talk. And what is that? We don't fear you Muslims at all now. Allah's help is not with you, Allah's help is not with us also. Now who has got power? Who has got missiles? Who has got military equipment, etc.? But he said, the day your masjids get full at asr time, at fajr time, how they get full for masjid, for if Jummah, that we won't even fight you anymore. We will put all our missiles and all our artillery and all our war things, we'll put it one side, we won't fight you also. Then Allah's help will be with you. So with namaz, if we all become namazis, we all think, as we are sitting now, I'm a namazi, I read my namazes, whether I read it casually, some I read, some I don't read, I come late, I just join up, I just rush and I just make my namaz haphazardly, anyhow, and we think we are namazis. But from the ayat that I've recited, there is that one namaz which Allah Ta'ala says, for example, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers have become already, Allah speaks in the past tense, with the word قَدْ, which means definitely, no doubt, the believers have become successful. Then Allah explains certain qualities of the believers here. This is the beginning of the 18th juz, 18th para. That who are those people? The first quality Allah explains, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those people who have got khashiyan, concentration, devotion in their namaz. Ask ourselves, we all read our nafils, we will be reading sunnah, but how much of concentration have we got? Our bodies are in the masjid, but our mind, our heart is out of the masjid. We are at home, we are in the business, we are in some guna in fact also. Some sin we are involved in, while our bodies are in the masjid, so concentration. Then in that whole list are the qualities Allah mentioned, and the last one, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those people who look after, who protect their salah, that is, they just don't read it casually. For example, from istinja, they don't just make it splash some water, they make proper istinja. And then the wudu is properly. And one time I was here in this masjid, I had to make wudu, and the person next to me, making his wudu, elderly person, he just put his leg under the tap, just shake his leg a little bit, and finish, his leg is washed. The wudu is not made. After that I saw some youngsters, and therefore I implore also all our ustads who are teaching youngsters, to teach them practical wudu and salat also. Two youngsters I saw at the same time, they were making wudu, they just put their leg under the tap, shake their leg a little bit, wudu is made. The leg is, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَيْلُ لِلْإِقَابِ, that the ankles that are left dry, that are not washed in wudu, there is severe warning for them. Elbows that are left dry, we don't do our wudu. Generally, we just splashing water. Istinja, we just splash water. Wudu, we just splashing water. We have to do it properly. So, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ, people who look after this, I look after my business, I'm so particular. I'm so worried about my wife, I check her phone. I tap her phone. That who is she speaking to? What is she doing? This one, our workers we are checking. We got cameras everywhere. Checking on them. But my namaz I'm not checking. Everything else we will check. But what is the quality of my own namaz? That we are not checking. And then our salat, first of all, are we making our salat? And namaz is five times a day for us. Not just we making maghrib when it is, we are, everything is in order. We make two, three namazes a day, all. And namaz is wajib on the man in the masjid. Not anywhere else. Jummah also. We can't be having Jummah in some office blocks or in some business places and five, six people get together, we make our Jummah. And no, we have to come to the masjid. The masjid is the place. For the ladies, it is at home. And in the most private place of their home, they should make their salah. So namaz has to be made five times. And then we are commanded only perhaps one place according to my limited knowledge. Somebody can inform me if there is more, where Allah says you must make namaz. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ, makes namaz. Otherwise everywhere Allah says, فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةِ, that is إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The ulama explained, iqamat salah means what all its requirements. Everything, our dressing must be according to the protocols of the masjid. Here we come, casual dress of the enemies of Islam. We wearing other type, tight jeans we are wearing. And so tight that it shows the shape of the body, and according to the rulings, that is like you are wearing no clothes. You are making namaz without clothes. We are wearing, a person is wearing a t-shirt and a jeans or his under his pants, and when he goes in ruku, the back opens up. And sometimes terribly even the cavity starts showing. And we are in the house of Allah and we making namaz like that. We are having a wedding in the masjid, a nikah, and people come, all. A person comes with a three-piece suit. A person comes with a tie. and a typhoon also. He comes with his bow tie. Nobody spoke anything about it. These are protocols. When we didn't fulfill the protocols of Allah Ta'ala, as a punishment, Allah made us do the protocols of the enemies of Islam, and we are more harder and more stricter than what they also are. The way we carry on and control the masjid, but for the real protocol. So iqamat salah entails all these things. Every namaz, there should be, Allah give us tawfiq, that when the imam makes salam, there should be nobody getting up to complete his salah. We all should be making what takbir ula, that's part of iqamat salah. But today, good musallis, we are regular latecomers. And somebody has written beautifully that if we are latecomers for namaz, we will be late in everything. Even our dunya's appointments, going to work, doing our other things, we will be late in that. Our rosy will be coming late to us. We are having problem, we got bimari, we are ill. Our shifa will come late to us. Shifa, Allah has fixed it for a person. And we blocking. Rosy is written for us. Our shifa is written, but our sins are blocking it. And this year that we're taking namaz, salah, so casual. So we are blocking all the things. We have got a problem, husband, wife, some problem with the children, we got problems. The solution has come, but we are blocking it because we are late in our salah. So namaz, there should be really no masbuk. Nobody should, occasionally it happens to everyone. You got late, you had to rush. Last minute, the demand came and you had to go to toilet or some other very great emergency. That's a different story. It happens to everyone. We are not angels. We are not machines. Even machines break down. But normally it should be, I'm never late for my salah. Then the outward postures of salah should be also all in order. For example, just the standing, our standing position, the whole namaz is in detail, but we should stand, hawlat with our feet apart, four fingers, and which way must our feet face? Qibla. But just check now, and we won't check, unfortunately, it is mayuhu qaleelun, but the doers of it are very few. We listen, I speak, but I don't make amal. We listen, but we don't make amal. Now when we stand for salah, see, from the imam to the muazzin to everyone, to those who are regarded as pious, who might think themselves of pious, or other people think of them as pious, the ordinary person, generally, by and large, our feet are not four fingers apart. They are facing, and they are far apart, and they are facing east and west. And just to simply understand it, when we go to any place of security, like a bank, etc., other places also, when you enter, you have that little cubicle for security reasons. You enter the side, if your legs are not on the right spot, the front door won't open for you. So in namaz, if our legs are not on the right spot, we can't take off in our namaz. And namaz, we are taking off as salatu mi'rajul mu'min, is a mi'raj. We are flying. We are soaring to Allah Ta'ala. In that form, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam made mi'raj one night. Where he reached? We in our 2-4 rakats of namaz, if we do it properly, at least our feet are correct, we will soar and fly to Allah Ta'ala. And when we return from there, having met Allah Ta'ala, then that will be a salah. Then see the enjoyment of that ruku and sajda. But we're not even taking off. It comes clearly in the hadith. There are some people that the salah does not even go up one handspan above their head. We are just there. There are those people who make fawailun lil musallin, who are musallis, but wail, destruction for those people. And for them, that salat is made in the form of a dirty rag and thrown back at that person. As you destroyed me, may you also be destroyed. So our salat must be correct. And we must be regular with our salat. And then the inside devotion will also come, which is an integral part of our salah. Not just physically and bodily we are making, but our concentration. That is when we will enjoy salah. If you are lying next to your wife, but you are thinking of other women, you're not enjoying your wife. You are with other women. So in namaz we are with Allah, but our thoughts are not with Allah. How can we get? And the greatest, and Allah is the creator of enjoyment. Allah is the possessor of enjoyment. Allah is the giver of enjoyment. Engage with Allah and see what enjoyment Allah gives us. Wallah, more than our roast and our toast, more than our holidays and our resorts, more than our water skiing and whatever we can think of our sport, the greatest joy is with Allah. Allah is the creator of all joy. So we just have to engage with Allah Ta'ala. Then very important also is to look at our qaza-e umri. Now today we became conscious at the age of 30, 40, whatever reason, and we are now regular with our salah. And we think I'm a 5 times namazi. But when I was at school, high school, I was baligh already. When I was in grade 9 or so, I was already baligh. And was I making my salah? Most of us, we weren't making. And when we were at college, at university, those who are young days, we were at work. Most of us, we were not conscious even. We didn't make. Until that debt is on us, we are buying goods from our supplier, but we are not paying him. He stops supplying us with goods. And he tells us, first pay your account, settle your debt, then I will supply you with more goods. What we are going to get from Allah, our main supplier, our greatest supplier, every department of our life Allah will give us, but we haven't paid our debt. Pay our debts to Allah, make our qaza-e umri, all the namazes that we have missed. Today many of us, we may be ulama also, huffaz and qurra, we are teaching, we are imams and khatibs also. I myself, we're giving bayans also, but I got the debt in my salah. Biggest debt is with Allah Ta'ala. If I'm owing anyone, I see him on the road, I take care, I come to the masjid, I try and avoid him. Any function I try. So let us become conscious of our salah and make, and then see, inna salata tanha anil fahshai, namaz will save us from all haram and wrong things. Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to proper understanding, amal. Allah accept it and Allah be pleased with us.